Blackstone presents Rambling with Reba by Addison J. Chappell and Victoria Bay. This book is read by Liam DeCosimo. Prologue. They say you're not supposed to make any major changes during the first year of grieving, but the day after his wife's funeral, Aiden Cisneros stopped drinking. In the sprawling kitchen of the Happy Valley Bed and Breakfast, once the most charming and accommodating luxury B&B in Napa Valley, he arranged 14 bottles of wine, both red and white, in a shipping box, and then clinked 2 bottles of whiskey into a shoebox that was left over from his last pair of size 11 Dockers. He even dug out from under the kitchen sink an enormous bottle of absinthe that his best friend Kyle had given him as a joke 2 Christmases ago. He'd told no one, but he'd actually tasted the stuff one dark night about a month before when the wine and whiskey had run dry. It had tasted as disgusting as it smelled, but it hadn't stopped him from drinking a generous quarter of it. He dragged both boxes and the bottle out to the trash barrel that leaned against the spreading walnut tree that stood tall at the end of his driveway and stuffed the stash deep inside, covering what he now thought of as evidence, with an empty industrial-sized plastic bag for bird food. To hell with recycling. Recycling required opening the bottles and pouring out the contents, watching the liquid mix with the red dirt of the yard and smelling the resulting paste, the tangy texture of loss and regret. It was too much. It was all too much. He ran his hands through shaggy blonde hair that was always in need of a cut and turned to head back up his gravel driveway, gazing up at their home. His home. The Happy Valley. I'll have to change the name, he thought numbly. Happy doesn't exist anymore. He couldn't believe it had only been a week since laughter had spilled from the open windows of their home. Only a week since the foundation of his life, his daughter's life, and the well-being of the B&B had been rocked and reduced to crumbly ash. Only a week since he'd leaned across the bed to deeply breathe in Jessica's hair, the skin of her neck. Now, gone. The 3-story Victorian farmhouse with cream siding and rusty pink trim held sway over a quarter acre of yard and valley oak trees, now solely his responsibility. And he felt every ounce of that weight. He wondered idly if this particular responsibility would actually crush him, but he found that he didn't much care if it did. How blissful it would be to slip into his own long sleep, devoid of dreams or worries. He wouldn't have to feel so much. He wouldn't have to feel anything. Still looking up at the house, Aiden spotted movement in a 2nd-story window, a flash of pink that meant his daughter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?